Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Kusene mthwaka zomuhle ngolwesithathu mhlaka 10 kuzibandlela 2024. Igama lami nguNtungami Linkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokhu okuyenziwe ngu-TB Joshua namanye amaqili onkolo kwakwaziwa nje i-documentary le-BBC ihlela kuphela ufakazi.
I-documentary ethulwe ngumsakazo we-BBC eveza ukuba umfundisi wakwele Nigeria u-TB Joshua wayedlwengula abesifazana njalo ephatha luklubhu izisebenzi zakhe. Isidale inkulumo.
Mublessing lo ongene kuphela indaba jabalala wayengekho kubereka mwana esasekuyo wayengekho ucandidate selection esasilayo konke okwakusenzakala kazange afake amaphepha ngoba yena wayeku MDCT.
Ibandla le-CCC lethesa ixoku laleli bandla elisekela umnumzana Sengezo Jabangu. Umlando wokufaka ilunga lebandla le-MDCT unkosazana Mublessing Chuma ukuthi ancintise kukhetho lephalamende okuzancintisa khona umsekeli wasikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Gift Ostalosi Siziba.
Nanzelela ukuthi lanxa kunjalo kuba lohlupho lokuthi kwezinye indawo kugcina leyo 5 days ingahlonitshwanga, amanzi avule kwezindawo engafiki. Bathi bona nxa kuyikuthi indawo eziphezulu kusuka kube lohlupho ukuthi amanzi angafiki.
Kulabantu abaningi abathi kabatholi izikwelede zokusungula kumbe ukuthukuthukisa amabhizimusi abo. Ngesizathu sokuthi bangamalunga ebandla eliphikisayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. I-documentary ethulwe ngumsakazo wakwele Bilitane oweBBC ngomvulo eveza ukuba umfundisi wakwele Nigeria u-TB Joshua wayedlwengula abesifazana njalo ephatha luklubhu izisebenzi zakhe soludale inkulumo. Livideo elesihloko esithi Disciples, The Cult of TB Joshua ilengxoxo labesifazana lo Joshua igama lakhe lokuzalwa engu-Temitope Balagon Joshua yena obhubhe ngomnyaka ka-2021 kanye lendodakazi yakhe. Abanye baveze ukuba izigigaba ezazisenziwa ngu-TB Joshua ezifana lokwelapha abagulayo zazingezamanga. I-BBC ithi njalo u-TB Joshua wavimba imbangela yokudilika kwesakhiwo sakhe esawohlokayo sabulala abantu abedlula ikhulu 118. U-TB Joshua wakwele Nigeria ubedume kakhulu umhlaba wonke jikelele njalo evakatshelwa ngabantu abavela emazweni omhlaba atshiyeneyo ababalisa labeZimbabwe abagoqela inkokheli yezombusazwe ethi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai, unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe lomsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Kembo Mohadi. Kodwa abanye bayayisola le-documentary besithi ngamanga okukhulunywayo njalo kulobufakazi bokuthi u-TB Joshua wayeselapha abantu basile ngomoya oyingcwele. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele umfundisi Kenneth Mtata, umqondisi womanyano wamasonto omhlaba oweWorld Council of Churches, ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Lokhu okuyenzwe ngu-TB Joshua namanye amaqili okolo kwakwaziwa nje i-documentary leye BBC ihlela kuphela ufakazi obuphumileyo kudala sikuzwa kodwa abantu bengakuthathi serious kodwa ukuthi kube kuyenzwa izinto ezimbi eziningi ku-TB Joshua lamanye amabandla anjalo kube kwaziwa kodwa abantu babuza ukuthi yini okufanele kuyenziwe manje ngalendaba abanye bathi kungcono lawa amabandla avalwe kodwa lokhu kuveza ama problems amaningi ngoba uma uhulumende sekwazi ukuvala nje lawa amabandla engawafuniyo kuzoyenza ukuthi lamanye amabandla avalwe ngoba ayakhuluma lokho ohulumende abaningi bengakufuniyo so ngiyabona ngathi ayisiyo ndlela yoku-addressa le ndaba kumele ku-addresswe ama root causes ayenza ukuthi abantu abaningi babe vulnerable simele siqede indlala nokuhlupheka kwabantu ngoba uma abantu belendlala kuyenza ukuthi babe vulnerable kulowo muntu ozoza esithi engabasiza okunye ukuthi amabandla ngokwawo amele abe lendlela e-self-regulation ukuze bekwazi ukuthi ngobani abakhuluma besithi bengamabandla ngoba uma ingekho indlela e-self-regulation kuzoba labantu abazophuma besithi bakhuluma in the name of the church bona bengama crooks lama charlatans athatha i-advantage yabantu abahluphekayo so le i-tip nje of the iceberg kodwa lendle lendaba inkulu kakhulu akhona futhi amabandla amanengi ayenza izinto ezimbi eziningi ezihlukumeza abantu and futhi kumele kube nendlela ukuthi laba bantu babotshwe ngoba umthetho ukhona oyenza ukuthi abantu abayenza izinto ezinje babotshwe okusemthethweni
Kodwa sike sezwa abanye belokhu besithi balobufakazi bokuthi uTB Joshua wayenza ukuqotho njalo eselapha abantu bakhona abasilayo abaningi. Lithini lina ngalokho?
Hayi asiko ukuthi alaba aba lezi zigebengu zazi sigebenga abantu nje ezikhathi zonke ngoba kwezinye isikhathi babe yenza lezo zinto abantu babe zidinga kodwa ayisiyo license phela ukuthi uma usiza abantu usuba abuser ngoba abantu aba abuseweyo ngo TB Joshua baningi futhi balobufakazi u TB Joshua asoze athola license yoku abuser abanye abantu ngoba usizile abanye abantu so indaba ekhona lapha indaba abuse enkulu kakhulu ezogansela okonke okuhle engabe ekwenzile iyo indaba ephuma lapha ku documentary ka TB Joshua
umfundisi Kenneth Mthatha ngomqondisi womanyano wamasonto omhlaba owe World Council of Churches Ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 ekwele Germany.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Ibandla le Triple C selethe seyixuku laleli bandla elisekelwa ngumnumzana Sengezo Chabango umlando wokufaka ilunga le MDCT unkosazana Mo Blessing Chuma ukuthi ancintise kukhetho lwepharlamente lapho okuzancintisa khona umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-Triple C, umnumzana Gift wostalosi siziva. Leli bandla liti uChuma kazange angene kuhlelo lokukhetha abazancintisa kukhetho lwanyakenye, kodwa liboneso kunguye okuthiwa amele isigaba sephelandaba chabalala okwakunqobe khona uSiziba Laye owabhalisela ukuncintisa emthethwanindaba okhetho owe-nomination court ephansi kwebandla le-Triple C. UChris Gande uxoxele siphathamandla saleli bandla koBulawayo umnumzana Kwanele Bhango ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Ngiyabonga mnumzana umbuzo wakho kuleqiniso sibili okubuzayo. Umo Blessing lo ongene kuphela indaba chabalala wayengekho kubereka mwana esasekuyo, wayengekho ucandidate selection esasilayo. Konke okwakusenzakala kazange afake amaphepha ngoba yena wayeku MDCT eyayikhokhelwa nguMonzora uDouglas. So eseswele amacandidate uChabangu ubone kufanele ukuthi athathe umuntu owayengekho. So ukuthi kuthiwe ufaka abantu aba-aggrieved, ngikubona kungasento e-right, kungasoqiniso sibili ngoba u-aggrieved ngayiphi indlela uMo Blessing yena oyevele engekho ngaleso sikhathi abanye ababekhethwa bengena. Ngiyabonga.
Manje njengoba sisizwa besithi bazahamba emthethwandaba ukuthi bamise umnumzana Siziba ukuthi ancintise kusigaba sephelandaba chabalala, lina liluthatha njani?
Thina ithemba lokuthi sizanqoba silalo, angaba khona siyakwazi khona amaplans okuthi bamise uHonorable Ostalos ukuthi aconteste, kodwa ithemba ekugcineni sizanqoba kuphela. Yikho engingakutsho okwamanje, wonke amaplan amabi angafuna ukuthi awenziwe, hhayi thina silethemba sihlala sinjalo sizanqoba.
Umnumzana Kwanele Bhango ngowebandla le-Triple C koBulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lo munye wabasebenza lomnumzana Chabangu, umnumzana Albert Mhlanga, ukuze sizwe ukuthi bona bathini ngalolu daba.
Hayi ngiyabonga baba Gande ukuthi lezi zakhamizi leZimbabwe nje yonke jikelele. Ye bayatsho ukuthi ubebengamazi ngoba abangani bayakhumbula kumbe ebevele isikhamba labo mntwana former ECC. ECC is a citizen party. You see, a citizen party in that it's a itata ama stakeholders pose wonke ama industrialists, abezenkonzo, izinyanga kanye laba ama civic organizations. So ekuyenzeni kwethu siqalisa sasivumele ukuthi kulezinye indawo esizazigcina sizigcinela aba political party vele edesilabo, kulezinye lapho esizazigcinela abe civic society. Like uyabona kuloba baba uDumisane Nkomo ubesuka ku civic society ubengekho any other party, ubesuka ku civic society yikho ke wangena ecouncilini. Yikho ke labanye nxa uMo Blessing bangamazi laye umela amanye ama organization lawo esisebenza lawo. So hayi uyanqoba ngoba sonke siyamcampaignela, bonke laba ama organization lapho asuka khona bazamcampaignela. Ikati nje vele ubephathekile kwezepolitiki isikhathi eside, abantu bayamazi lathi siyamazi. Yikho ke hayi ukuwina siyayithatha leyana indawo, ngoba njeona ngitshile nje kumalanga adlulileyo ukuthi unguye i-official candidate ye-CC.
Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga ngomunye wabasebenza lomnumzana Sengezo Chabangu ozithi nguye unobhala jikelele we-Triple C. Ubexoxa lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Kulabantu abanengi abathi kabatholi izikwelete zokusungula kumbe ukuthuthukisa amabhizimusi ngoba badlelana lamabandla aphikisayo, kanti njalo kabalazi bambiso zemali efunakalayo i-collateral. Abaphikisayo bathi kabayitholi imali yamabhanga afana lele Empower Bank Limited elidlelana lohulumende, lona elinika uZulu isikwelete zamabhizimusi lokunye okugoqela okubizwa libhanga leli ngokuthi lithuthuka kanye lemupeza namo loans. Abaqondisi bebhanga leli baya kuphika lokho besithi abantu bonke eZimbabwe balakho ukuthola imali abayifunayo uma belendlela eveza ukuba bazabhatala njani izikwelete. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lo disi lomnumzana Disen Bajila omela iluveve makhandeni edale lephalamende. Yena otshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuba abaphikisayo kabatholi isikwelede emabhanga adlelana lohulumende.
Umnotho welizwe awumanga kade. Abantu abatsha abafundile bahambile ezikolo balalo ulwazi olungabathuthukisa, kodwa ayikho imali nasemabhenki. Imali ayitholakali iningi layo ngedinga ukuthi kube lesibambiso i-collateral ngesilungu. Abantu abatsha kabanayo kathe silezinye inhlanganiso ezingabe zikhona zikweledisa imali nazo zingathi zinile ngoba azikhanyi, akukhanyi ukuthi umnotho ume ngaphi njalo uqoqe ngaphi. Abantu abatsha kabalandlela zokuthola izimali zokuthi basungule amabhizinisi bazimele bodwa.
Yes, njalo kuzokuthiwa bahambe emabhanga baye ngaphi ngaphi sokule yuthi lokhu lalokhu akusebenzi kathi khonokho.
Ikhona i-Empower Bank, kodwa imali ephuma e-Empower Bank iphuma iningi layo iyimali yakulona leli lizwe. Njalo ukuthi itholakale ithola abantu abalutshwana kakhulu, kulamahungahunga futhi athi imali le ingathi itholakala ngokuthi abantu babe lehlangothi lezombusazwe. Kube kanti abantu abatsha badinga ukuthi imali beyithole kungenani lokuthi kwezombusazwe banakanani. Wona lawo mahungahunga sisawacubungula sikhangelele ukuthi ikomidi lephalamende likhangele ngezabatsha lizasinika i-report yokuthi kungabe kuliqiniso na ukuthi imali le iphiwa abantu bona labo abalutshwana abaphiwayo bayiphiwa kukhangelele uhlangothi lwezombusazwe abakulo.
Umnumzana Decent Collins Bajila ngomeli weluveve makhandeni edale lephalamende njalo engowebandla le-Triple C. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Malaki Nkomo owebandla lezanu PF.
Abantu fanele bawazi ukuthi izimali lezi uma beziphiwa awuphongi ukuholiswa njengomuntu uthi uyaholiswa imali. Kuba le mithetho eminye ekhona engathi sizoba njeyedinga imali kuyukuthi kulenhlelo eziphiwa nguhulumente kufunakale imali. Kukhona enye okufana ukuthi umuntu awugcwalise ukwenzela ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi ngempelampela ngumuntu ofuna imali yokuthi usebenze. Abaningi bazafuna ukuthi khona kufuna imali kakhulumente ngifuna ukuthi ngenze umhlelo. Angayenzi le proposal akuyona iphepha wokuthi ukuthi umuntu kuwenza lokho lapho. Lapha ngamuthi bakuzisiwa umhlabathi. Uma wenza iproject yakho ikhanya abamabhenki nalaba abasebenzelayo yibo abakufundisisayo. Izamthetho iyabe ingasikho khonapho. Abantu abaningi bayo ukuthi sowunomthetho oyiholawulayo ukuthi wena nawufuna imali yokuthi wenze lokho kufanele ukuthi igcwalise into okufunakalayo. So abantu balokuntu kube ngama-shortcuts. Akuyele kube ngama-shortcuts ezintweni ezintweni ezamapolisi. Kuyafanele ukuthi umuntu wonke angene ngendlela yona leyo. Njalo nje angazenizwe nokuthi amabhenki bafuna balule efoni ekugcwalisela indicate e-potent party. Akikho indicate ukuthi uya eZimbabweni, ushiya ngaphi, kuthisi bani, kuyiphi indawo uyenze ukuthi uqualify ukuthi uthole imali.
Ukuze ube lohlelo lwakho oluhle ukuthi uhulumende akunike imali, kumele wenzeni ukuloba lokho kuthiwa yi-project proposal? Uqala ngaphi kusiya ngaphi?
Ya, ngibona ngani ikhona abantu uma njengoba ngijhile ukuthi kunesebenzi kahulumende idaba indawo yonke. Okuyikubane ngabe une-project ethize oyifunayo, ngaba yifaming okuntu ufuna uyenze ifaming, kumbefuna uyenze imali, kunama-ministries avele ekhona okuthi ungahamba khona ngale kune-ministry ezikhona ukugcwalisa abantu ukuthi ngiyafuna ukuthi ubhale i-proposal eqondane ne-mining, uyenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. Ngiyafuna ukuthi ubhale i-proposal eqondane ne-farming, uyenza lokhu nalokhu. So ngaleyo ndlela mboni kami abantu abasebenze ingathi imisebenzi yahulumente ezikhona endaweni yawo yami.
Umnumzana Malaki Nkomo lilunga lebandla lezanu PF obekhuluma ecingweni lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseyinsiza eMathebeleland South. Kweze Melika ziyadibana njalo namuhla inkunzi malanga zebandla lama Republicans kungxoxo mpikiswano yokuveza ukuba ngubani ozancintisa emele ibandla leli kukhetho lalonyaka olokudinga umongameli welizwe. Owaye ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump ulokhe esithi kangene kungxoxo mpikiswano lezi ngoba evele ekhokhela kucwaningo oluveza ukuba uchiya bonke abafuna ukuncintisa ngesibanga esikude. Kambe uTrump uzanqoba na ukuhlaziya lolu daba? UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe locubungula ezombusazwe unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe.
Mina mbona ngani okwenzakalayo kathesi laba abazama ukuvalela uTrump ukuthi engabi khona kukhetho. It's just another drama ye-American politics. Ngesikhathi sokusiya isiyafika isikhathi sokhetho, uTrump uzabe sekhona ku-ballot box. Ngoba bangakwenza lokho abafuna ukukwenza kuzaba ngumsindo. Kuphinde kulole abantu laba bathi Trump uyivictim, abantu bayamzonda, babe baningi abakukhangela ngaleyo ndlela. Ngibona ngani mina emakhothi aphezulu azakuthi uTrump avotele. Ngoba besabani ukuthi bangabi create enye into kumbe babumbolunye ukuthola uzaba ngumgoqo kusasa. Ukuthi ama-elections nxa omunye angacabanga ukuthi amise omunye amise, then issue ka Trump becomes a benchmark or ukuthi hhayi kwake kwenzakala lokhu ngenxa ukuthi uTrump wake wamiswa. Lokhana yikuphonga udlala nje nezinto zalapha. Izinto zalapha njengoba sidibele zihlala ziphakathi engani kuthiwa ziyayigajarithwa kancane. So mna mbona ngani yini nxa ngukhangele and hearing ama-opinions abantu abaningi amboni ukuthi yindaba engayenza ukuthi uTrump engavotelwa, uzavotelwa kuphela.
Kodwa khona kubandla lama-Republicans ubona ubani ongani engasondelelana laye uTrump, njengoba sike sabona umnumzana DeSantis laye ubengani useduze, kodwa kathesi sesibona sokulo unkosikazi Nikki Haley. Ungathini wena lo?
Mina mbona ngani laba bayazama bakuzamayo konke obaqambayo, kodwa as long as umnumzana Trump ekhona kwabantu abavotelwayo kumbe kungaze kufike ama-primary abo ama-Republican, uTrump uzaphumelela kuphela, uzanqoba. Ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi uTrump kubo 50% abantu abade bazamvotela nxa ukhangela kulalaba abahamba belinganisa izilinganiso zokukhetho lezamuntu bagethi ukuthi ngubani uzavotela. UNikki Haley baphansi kakhulu. Ukuthi kuzathathani ukuthi baze bavale isibanga lesi siphakathi kwabo loTrump? And enye into esimele siyinanzelele futhi esikhohlwayo yikuthi abantu abavotela uTrump kufanana nokuthi thina sithi sivotela i-political party, i-Republican party. Lelani ixeka labantu abavotela ulokhu nje uTrump kaba seyi-political party. So kungani kuthiwa yi-cult olabantu abaphonga ukulandela umkhokheli kusemnyameni? Ukuthi angezenzeni balandela kuphela, bangaze bezokuthiwa omunye uhambe khona phana bathi bayamkhulekisa wafa. But ngenxa yokuthi vele ingqondo zabo sezikhona pha, ungeza kubakhuphe.
Unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ulandela ezombusazwe. Ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseWashington State khonapha eMelika. Singene kusigaba sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani, sanibonani bantu, sanibonani balaleli nabalandeli beStudio 7 mhlaba wonke jikelele. Okhuluma lana lichagwana elikhulu esigabeni sakosuku kwelasePlan 3 uKhanyani Ncube. Yazi ngizwa abantu bekhuluma lapha usengezo shaba ngesithi yena ufuna ukulungisa i-CCC eyenze izibe lama-structures ezincoma ukuthi I'm going to strike again. Ungathuphuzela ubutshwala lobo kuthiwa injengu, ukhuluma injengu, injengu la ikhulumayo. Uzathi campaign into campaign lamalunga akhe kodwa kubonakale kuzuza ibandla lezanu PF yilo eliyabe lizuza lisiba laba limelayo eParliament abaningi okuzayenza ukuthi khona bethole le third majority. So ke kunzima abantu benkosi, kunzima impela kulomfo kaChabangu lompela. Hayi yazi kulokuthi umuntu uyamzonda kube ngakuthiwa hayi ngelinye igama lo angimzondi nyamenyanya. Ya angibonge amen kule ndawo
bonani balaleli salibonani labadala labasisakazela indaba amehla yonke. Siyabonga kusiza indaba zenu bantu abadala, kodwa iqiniso elikhona Chabangu engawina wakamavoti zandayiwina wayamavoti behlanganise njalo ti Chabangu anti la yezanu vele amavoti lani ehlangana kaChabangu labogawula iyawina vele izanu CCCV akuvota ekhaya kuthi njalo ndawo balesikhathi baberojwa ukudla ngoba lonyaka izulu lingekho. So kodwa abantu bakithi babesarojwa ukudla, so basazongcwaba kwamanye amazwe labantu ababebuya befile irojwa ikudla nje abantu basekhaya. Hhayi izanu PF hayi ayikusixolele kancane kuyinto lokho ngazi mpeli noma izanu PF isibungu secorona noma yini into enjani nale nje. Hayi zanupiefuzi awungote kudlasa isikhathi kunavele engikwenzi lokho.
Livuka njani, livuka njani Studio 7 basakazi. Hayi siyabonga bakithi. Sicela ukudlulisa lo mlayezo kulabo mama abafuna uSithini Ncube ozalwa nguLeon Ncube eMtabasimbe ward 5 eMatsSouth kobhewula. Umama wakhe nguKhwini Banda, umama luyendele kufemili kaMadala Boy Ndebele ongu-MP. Sicela uSithini Ncube ongabuya mbona sifonele kule namba 0779387203. Okhulumayo ngufamona Ngwenya. Please siyancenga bakithi ukuthi ongabuya mbona uSithini noma eduze naye, please amtshela sifonele kule namba, uyadingeka lo mntwana kakhulu. Sabezulisize lapho kumbe umntwana selabo more than 10 years engekho, uzwakalela khona ngaphe harale. Siyabonga.
Sabonani la ekhaya ku Studio 7. Mina yami indaba inje, ngikhala ngoChuma. UChuma lo engasijayeli, uChuma lo uyakwazi ukuba igugura hundi le kahle kahle yabulala abantu abaningi emathebeleleni. Kwakungubani umuntu wabulala abantu laba? Kwakuyinjongo yokuthi ngumgabe umuntu wabulala abantu laba kwakuyizana. So manje lapha masebuzwa ngubaba uNcube la esijikajika engafuni ukukhuluma kahle kahle njengomuntu yazi umuntu wana uthiwa khona abantu angathandile into ezinhle yazi umthakathi ma ekhona kahle kahle elithakatha akafuni into enhle isiya phambili yabe lokhu evalavala ngento esegcekeni shashuwa makaphumela egcekeni njengempaba ngembuzi esemadoleni ukuthi hhayi izanu yiyo iyabulalayo abantu kusimpuli nje kuphela nansikwazi khona manje uthi elizweni kulokuthula yikuphi ukuthula kwakhona ngokuba abantwana bonke abezimbabwe basemazweni amanye la ngaphandle la. Shashua usenza njani wena baba Chuma? Shashua wenza ini baba Chuma? Shashua wena mawusidla uthola amapulazi lantshontshela abelungu nabaqotha abelungu, hlala kahle nabantu abakho nje, thina siyahlupheka sifuna ukulungisa ilizwe nasikhona ukuhlala ekhaya. Shashua
athi mina ngiyamangala kodwa usengizo Chabangu lo abalokhu besithi usizi waxoshwa ebandleni lakhe ilibi ibandla lakhona ekaChabangu ngoba elokuzeni uChabangu wayebe uthola xoshwa ebandleni lakhe ngoba uOsidalosa akho ebandleni likaChabangu. Okwesibili awukhami ukuthi uthi uChabangu ungwe-TPC ngapha usele party akaseyivula lebonakala ecampaign edinge angayi-understand into yakhona kulo umenemene thize lapha into enzezana.
Salubonani kuStudio 7 ngiyabingelela. Obingelelayo igama ngumvumeni ngingumholi weqembu elicula umaskandi elibizwa ngokuthi abahlanganisi. So benginesifiso sokuthi ingoma zami zidlale mhlambe kustudio sikhulu okuyi-Studio 7. So angazi mhlambe noma ngakwazi ukuthi zidlale yini. Nkosi yami, bengicela nje ukuthi ngabe kuyenzeka zidlale umsakazo.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwaneleke mthwakazi omuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo 7:30 na olivalelisayo ngontungamilinkomo litshone kuhle.